The buzz of meaning and matter about her, the mountain song of light, seemed to rise around her like a cauldron tide, drenching and engulfing. She felt herself as the speck she was, a mote, a tiny, struggling, imperfect chip of life, lost in the surrounding waste of light and space. She sensed the frozen force of the ice and snow around her and felt consumed by the skin-burning chill of it. She felt the sun beat and knew the crystals fracturing and melting, knew the water as it dripped and slithered and became dark bubbles under ice and dewdrops on the icicles. She saw the fronded trickles, the tumbling streams and the cataracted rivers. She sensed the winding and unwinding loops as the river slowed and oxbowed, calm, estuarial, into lake and sea, where vapour rose once more. And she felt lost within it, dissolved within it, and for the first time in her young life was truly afraid, more frightened there and then than she had been when she'd fallen and broken her leg, during either the brief moments of falling, the stunning instant of impact and pain, or the long cold hours afterward, crumpled in the snow and rocks, sheltering and shivering and trying not to cry. That was something she had long before prepared herself for. She knew what was happening. She had worked out the effects it might have and the ways she might react. It was a risk you took, something you understood. This was not, because now there was nothing to understand, and maybe nothing, including her, to understand it. "Help!" something wailed inside her. She listened and could do nothing. "We are ice and snow. We are that trapped state. We are water falling, itinerant and vague, ever seeking the lowest level, trying to collect and connect. We are vapour, raised against our own devices, made nebulous, blown on whatever wind arises. To start again, glacial or not." She could come out. She felt the sweat bead on her brow, sensed her hands create their own moulds in the crisp, crunching snow, and knew there was a way out, knew she could come down, but with nothing, having found nothing, done nothing, understood nothing. She would stay then. She would fight it out. The cycle began again, her thoughts looping, and she saw the water as it flowed down gorges and valleys, or collected lower in trees, or fell straight back to lakes and the sea. She saw it fall on meadowland and on the high marshes and the moors, and she fell with it, terrace to terrace, over small lips of rock, foaming and circling. She felt the moisture on her forehead start to freeze, chilling her, and knew the danger. Wondered again whether to come out of the trance, wondered how long she had sat here, whether they were watching over her or not. She felt dizzy again and grabbed deeper at the snow around her, her gloves pressuring the frozen flakes, and as she did that, she remembered. She saw the pattern of frozen foam once more. She stood again beside that ledge on the moor's cold surface, by the tiny waterfall and the pool where she'd found the lens of frothed ice. She remembered holding it in her hands, and recalled that it did not ring when she flicked it with a finger, that it tasted of water no more, when she touched it with her tongue, and that her breath blew across it in a cloud, another swirling image in the air. And that was her. That was what it meant. Something to hold on to.
"Who are we?"
"Who we are. Just what we're taken as being. What we know and what we do. No less, no more. Information being passed on. Patterns, galaxies, stellar systems, planets, all evolve. Matter in the raw changes, progresses in a way. Life is a faster force, reordering, finding new niches, starting to shape. Intelligence, consciousness, an order quicker, another new plane." Beyond was unknown, too vague to be understood. Ask a Draazen, perhaps, and wait for the answer. All just refining, a process of getting it more right, if right itself was right. "And if we tamper with our inheritance, so what? What is more ours to tamper with? What makes nature more right than us? If we get it wrong, that's because we are stupid, not because the idea was bad. And if we are no longer on the breaking edge of the wave, well, too bad. Hand on the baton. Best wishes, have fun. Everything about us, everything around us, everything we know and can know of, is composed ultimately of patterns of nothing. That's the bottom line, the final truth. So, where we find we have any control over those patterns, why not make the most elegant ones, the most enjoyable and good ones, in our own terms? Yes, we're hedonists, Mr. Bora Horza Gobachul. We seek pleasure and have fashioned ourselves so that we can take more of it, admitted. We are what we are. But what about you? What does that make you? Who are you? What are you?